This audio exercise will take you around 20 minutes to complete. I'm going to talk you through a series of powerful guided journaling questions and give you a little space in between asking each question so you can write down your answers. This self-reflective process will allow you to access deeper levels of self-awareness and then to connect that self-knowledge to concrete actions. So you're going to need a quiet space for the next 20 to 30 minutes and something to write your answers in. You can download the workbook, or why not use a beautiful Tea and Empathy notebook. Don't spend too much time answering each question. It's important that you get into flow and don't overthink. Trust your subconscious in the process. Write freely and spontaneously. I'm only going to give you about 30 seconds for each answer, so there's not much time. However, of course, if you need, you can always press pause. Okay, are you ready? Let's begin with question one on your challenges. Look at yourself from outside as if you were another person. What are the three or four most important challenges or tasks that your life, work, or non-work currently present? Okay, next question. Write down three or four important facts about yourself. What are the important accomplishments you have achieved or competencies you've developed in your life? So it may be things like raising your children, finishing your education, just being a great listener. What are the three or four important facts about yourself and the accomplishments you have achieved? Question three. What three or four important aspirations, areas of interest, or undeveloped talent would you like to place more focus on in your future journey? For example, writing a book, taking your current work to the next level, starting a social movement. So what are the three or four important aspirations, areas of interest, or undeveloped talent you'd like to place more focus on in your future journey? Next, I want you to write down what's frustrating you the most. It might be at work, it might be at home, it might be both, but what's frustrating you the most? What are your most vital sources of energy? What do you love? This question is about your inner resistance. What's holding you back? Describe two or three recent situations in your work or your personal life when you notice your inner voice kicking in and preventing you from exploring the situation more deeply. Maybe it was a voice of judgment shutting down your open mind. Maybe it was a voice of cynicism shutting down your open heart, disconnecting rather than relating. Or maybe it was your inner voice of fear shutting down your open will, holding on to the past, unable to let go. So what is holding you back? And describe two or three situations when you notice your inner voice kicking in. Over the past couple of days and weeks, what new aspects of yourself have you noticed? What new questions and themes are occurring to you now? Who makes up your community and what are their highest hopes in regard to your future journey? So think of three different people with different perspectives on you and explore their hopes for your future, maybe your family, your friends, your colleagues. What might you hope for if you were in their shoes looking at your life through their eyes? Watch yourself from above, as if you were in a helicopter. What are you doing? What are you trying to do in this stage of your professional and personal journey? And from this perspective, what advice would you give? Imagine you could fast forward to the very last moments of your life when it's time for you to pass on. Now look back on your life's journey as a whole. What would you want to see at that moment? What footprint do you want to leave behind on the planet? What would you want to be remembered for by the people who live after you? Look back on your life. What will you be remembered for? And still in that future place, now look back at your current situation as if you were looking at a different person. Try to help that other person from the viewpoint of your highest future self. What advice would you give? Feel it and sense it and write it down. Return again to the present and crystallize what it is you want to create, your vision and intention for the next 3 to 5 years. What are some of the essential core elements of the future you want to create, personally, professionally, socially? Describe as concrete as you can the images and elements that occur to you of your future vision and intention for the next 5 years. What would you have to let go of in order to bring your vision into reality? What's the old stuff that must die? What's the old skin, behaviours, thought patterns that you need to shed? What do you need to let go of? What in your current life or context provides the seeds for the future you want to create? Where do you see your future beginning? If you were to prototype like a microcosm of the future in which you could discover the new by doing something over the next 3 months, what would it look like? So prototype a microcosm of the future so you can discover the new by doing something. What might that be? And who are the people who can help you make your highest future possibilities into reality? Who might be your core helpers and partners? Who are the people? What's the very next practical thing you can do right now if you were to take on this project and bring intention into reality? What's the very next practical thing you could do right now? This is the last question. Now look back on all the answers that you have written. As you look back, what's standing out for you? What insights or new perspectives have come up? What are the patterns? What leaps out from the page as you look back? I hope you enjoyed that process. It's very worthwhile to keep redoing it, maybe every 6 months, maybe every year, and see how the patterns change over time as a useful way to keep track of how you're growing and evolving and how your perspectives change and what stays the same. Both this audio recording and the accompanying download were inspired by and based on the work of Otto Sharma at the Presencing Institute. His work is licensed under Creative Commons, and I'm full of appreciation being able to bring you such powerful work courtesy of them. And you can find out more about the work that I do at tnempathy.com.